if this fails, if this passes, Sitka will still need more sources of revenue. And we've talked about economic development in Sitka, but the assembly also has in its tool bag things that it can do that doesn't rely on businesses changing what they do. There's taxes, there's rate increases, there's certain development initiatives that they could further. So I want to ask really broadly where the assembly should look for revenue. And I want to just read you some things that came up at the Citizens Task Force meetings over the winter. Just some numbers that might be interesting for you. Maintaining a year-round sales tax at 6% would bring in $600,000. Increasing the sales tax cap so that like you have to pay sales tax on this amount of an item to $10,000 would raise between $200,000 and $400,000. An excise tax on bulk fuel would raise $1.2 million. Vehicle registration fee, Aaron, you mentioned this, would raise $450,000. How that would work is you pay $200 for every car for 2 years. Seniors would be exempt on that first vehicle. Eliminating the senior sales tax exemption would generate $500,000 for the city. Those are just some taxes that the assembly has had before them. The Citizens Task Force, they also looked at land sales. What could be done to sell Sitka's land? They looked at leasing the rock quarry. These are just I bring this up just to bring us all on the same page of what the assembly has considered, though. I'm looking for your ideas that are unmentioned or ones that, yeah, you think the assembly should take a look at. So Alexander Allison, the question is for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad we're listening to the Citizen Task Force now, because I've participated in community discussions, particularly with regards to the harbor. Over the years, I was also a Ports and Harbors Commissioner. I'm good friends with a number of people who were on the Ports and Harbors Commission back in the 90s. And at these Citizen Task Force that I was at, the resounding request by the group of people was to develop a haul out at Sawmill Cove. We have designated land. A previous caller wanted to know what we're going to do since the mill went down. Well, in Wrangell, they suffered for a really, really, really long time. It really hit them hard when their mill went down. And they turned to their haul out, which is a booming core to their economy right now. They're expanding by 100 acres this year. So we need to really, I think, in terms of paying attention to what, our citizens are really asking for and what we have at our fingertips, what's available. This is available. We need to move on it. We've been sitting on it since the mill closed. But we just need to find the initiative.
Aaron Swanson, same question. Where should the future assembly look for revenue?
Another revenue source other than the taxes that you listed could be land sales. I know the city has a lot of vacant land that they could be selling, and I have a feeling that coming down from the state with less and less money being handed out from them, that I could see the potential that the state is going to start giving the city land instead of finances to kind of try to make the budget.
Aaron, we had a listener actually email in with a specific question about land sales. So if that's something you're interested in, this person is wondering, what property would you be interested in selling? If you know, and if you don't, that's okay. And do you know how much revenue that would generate?
I don't have the raw potential revenue stream, but I know that the city has a lot of land. What land would I be willing to sell? I said this the first time I ran for the assembly. I don't believe that the city belongs in real estate, so I would sell all of it.
All of it?
All of it.
Okay. Evie, this question of where else should the assembly look for revenue?
Yeah, I think, I'm not big on taxation, although, in general. One of the things that our neighbors next door to us at Fortress is the recycle center. So what they do is they pick up over, where they pick up all the recycling. They schlep it out to Fortress of the Bear, out past us, and then they take it all the way to the barge at the other end of the city. Now, I can't even imagine what that costs to do that, but I would think, since it's being run daily, several times a day, and also what it's doing through the roads, there's a waste of money there, and especially when there's some land available right at Granite Creek now. and probably other places at that end of the road. So things like that could be looked at. We don't talk about tourism, you know, and there's money that comes from, you know, we get a head tax or some taxes off of the tourism. We're having a ship every day next year. Are there places there that we can garner more revenue? And these people are, you know, we've become a very popular destination again. And what can we do to make the most of that revenue?
Thank you. Kevin Knox, where should the Assembly look for revenue? Taxes, business ideas, what do you think?
Well, there's been a few ideas that have been thrown around here that are somewhat interesting. And some of the taxes that you have put out there were, you know, in the discussions around the grand bargain were, you know, very robust discussions. And I think one of the things that kind of kept coming up that I started to clue in on is that, well, a lot of people don't like to think about, you know, additional taxation on whatever they're doing, whether it's property or buying, you know, a car to, you know, their pack of gum. One of the things that I think we really should look at is the potential of indexing any taxes that we might have come onto the table here in the short term. Being that, you know, we need to be able to look at what are our needs and what revenues do we need to support those needs, and then, you know, stay within those needs. I mean, I think the large sentiment of people is that, you know, government should not be growing any more than it is. And in fact, in the last 5 years, like you pointed out at the beginning of the show, we've actually shrunk the size of our budget a bit. And we need to stick with that trend, or at least, you know, keep it level or, you know, flat. So if we do look at additional taxes, indexing those to our needs. So, you know, if it is a cold winter and we sell a lot of electricity, then our taxes, you know, reflect that. The other taxes reflect that. Any additional increases, if it's a sales tax or a bulk fuel tax. And the bulk fuel tax is actually a really interesting one to index to our electrical rates. Then drives more people to use our electricity that we produce with our dam, as well as, you know, reflecting the fact that, well, okay, it's a warm winter, so we just haven't, you know, sold all that much electricity. We're going to need to generate a little bit more to be able to sustain our programs.
Yeah. Aaron Bean, same question.
Thank you. Thanks for the question. Emily.
My name is Emily.
I believe you posed this question.
I guess I did, yeah. I'm the person who's calling in. But if you want to call in, 747-5877, help me out here. No.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for the question and to get the topic started. I think, you know, what I hear a lot of around the table here tonight is just tax, and, you know, ways to take money out of people's pockets. One thing that I can say, obviously I don't stand for any more tax than it is, because we're in the position we're in because of the amount of money that we're spending, and if the money's there to spend, it's going to be spent. I don't see why a dollar in the city's hands is any different than a dollar in someone's walk on the street. I mean, it's the same dollar. It's worth the same amount of money. It's spent the same manner for the most part. So, no, I wouldn't agree with taxes right off to look for revenue streams. I think, again, we need to look at what we have. You know, it seems like right now it's an idea, and it's one that I know how to navigate. The Fishery Management Council has a proposal process that the city could get behind and go, and if the support, I know there would be support that would put money in the pockets of the fishermen here instead of looking at ways to draw money out of their pockets. I like what Mr. Swanson said about, you know, sell it all. Who does it belong to? How do we incentivize people to get here? Well, you know what? Land is almost free in Sitka in a commercial zone. I know, you know, I'm hedging my bets with Juneau with the marijuana company that I've started because of the future and looking down the road and, you know, where are we going? A lot of these shops close up and go to Hoonah. You got to ask yourself why. So that's how I would do it. Again, I would look at fish, I would look at our land, and I would use everything that we have here at our in our fingertips that we could actively, you know, we could do that as an assembly. We could make those things happen. These aren't just pipe dreams. So, yeah.
I want to turn attention to away from, well, it's all connected back to Sitka's economy, but to housing.
I got the deal, I got the chip right here in front of me.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the question was about selling property.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yes.
What we could do to
raise
revenue.
Right. So I and Aaron responded by selling all the property, and I don't think that that's exactly what he meant. I mean, just to clarify, let's see if I might get it totally wrong. But there's definitely property that should be sold, maybe out Halibut Point Road or amongst the islands. But there's also definitely property that should not be sold. And that's critical waterfront property, like the potential land for a haul out. We had a privately owned haul out Halibut Point Road, which until 2008 hauled more boats than any other community in Southeast Alaska. They were the Halibut Point Marine. They were doing a fantastic job out there. The Sitka Shipwrights Co-op, a lot of guys were employed. Everybody knew of Sitka's reputation. It's a fantastic boat town for all the services that we provided. And then in 2008, that business changed hands, and the business model changed hands. And now we don't have that. Now we have people going to other places. So it would be a danger to privatize an opportunity to provide such a critical piece of infrastructure to the most important part of our economy, which is a fishing fleet and blue jobs.
Yeah.